You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The debate over the land development at the Māori ecological site Uhumato, next to protected Otuatawa Stonefields Reserve, continued yesterday morning as 30 people protested outside the Fletcher Building's annual general meeting at Eden Park. Heritage New Zealand recently granted authority for building on the Ororangi Road property, excluding archaeological sites, clearing the way for Fletcher to continue with the development of more than 450 houses, more like 480 houses. Opponents of the development were recently unsuccessful in an environmental court hearing to prevent Fletcher from building on the land, but they are saying that it would be risky for the company to go ahead. I spoke earlier this morning with Pania Newton, lead protester from Save Our Unique Landscape, or SOUL, about the situation Fletcher are now finding themselves in, and some possible organisation outcomes that can be explored to protect the land. I started by asking Pania to tell me a little bit of the history about the land and how SOUL came to be.
The land at Uhumato is very significant because this was one of the first places that Māori settled after the Great Human Migration Project. And it is also here where you have this unique landscape features where there's post-colonial archaeology as well as pre-colonial, such as like the Māori stone walls and the Māori history that's here, and they're right next door to each other. And I find that really unique in the sense that you can't really find that much history, especially in Auckland and very few across the country. But this has a lot of history and, you know, cultural significance, and we believe it needs to be protected and preserved, and hence why we started the SOUL campaign some 4 years ago to lobby Fletcher's, the government and council, to fix the mistake they made in designating Uhumato a special housing area.
So the special housing area designation, when did that happen?
That happened back in 2014.
Mm-hmm.
There was no public notification or community consultation that occurred. It kind of just happened, and we didn't find out until 2015 when we saw survey pegs on the land in contention, and then we started to make investigations, and then we found out that there was a housing development proposed for a land.
So why was that all done under the radar? Were they aware that there would be contention over the land?
I think council was very aware. If they had done their due diligence, they would have noticed that in the documents that they were to consider prior to designating this a special housing area, there were red flags raised around iwi consultation. Nick Smith, the minister who passed this special housing area, he knew the significance when he opened the Otuatawa Stonefields Historic Reserve back in the early 2000s.
Mm.
And the intentions to add this Puketapapa block onto the Otuatawa Stonefields Historic Reserve. And so I feel that, many of the councillors and especially the government didn't do their due diligence prior to designating this a special housing area.
Yeah, it says on your website, Fletcher Building used provisions of the Special Housing Areas Act to silence mana whenua. What do you mean by that?
Yes, so under Section 29, there's limited notification. And so the adjacent landowners to the block were notified, but it wasn't consistent.
Mm.
So some whānau members who live adjacent to the marae did not have the right to make a submission to plans for a special housing area.
You've said that this is a matter of Pākehā law and Pākehā processes. What sort of solution can be done here from a government point of view?
Well, the government needs to intervene. They've acknowledged, both council and government, that they've made a mistake in designating this a special housing area. But to say that the law, their hands are tied by the law, is just not good enough.
Mm.
They passed this legislation overnight under urgency, and they expect us to suffer. Well, we're not going to accept that.
Mm.
We feel that the government and council, Fletcher's, mana whenua, community groups need to come to the table in order to find an innovative solution for the protection of this whenua. We need to honour the promise that was made that this land would be added onto the Otuatawa Stonefields Stock Reserve. We acknowledge that there is a housing issue in Auckland, but not at the cost of our cultural landscape.
Mm. So there was a Fletcher AGM yesterday, the Fletcher Building AGM. It was, I believe, supposed to be to address the issue of their falling shares, the share price. Would you say that the meeting was overshadowed by this issue? I mean, would you say that your cause is gaining a lot more support?
Absolutely. When I look at the years of, when I look back to the years of Fletcher's annual general meetings, you know, the numbers of questions that are being raised at these meetings and the support from the shareholders is growing.
Mm.
I'd say well over 85% of the questions raised yesterday were regarding Ihumato, and many of those shareholders I have never met in my life. So I think that speaks to the significance and the injustice that is here at Ihumato. I think Fletcher's needs to step back, consider stepping back from this development, and perhaps think about doing some goodwill and returning this land back to, you know, the public and, you know, management. You know, we need to think of a way that it can be managed. But, you know, this whenua should belong to the public so we can honour the stories and the history that this land holds.
I read an opinion piece saying that this does have the potential to turn into a bastion point moment for Fletcher Building. Do you think that there is any potential for that there?
Absolutely, and as a shareholder, they should be concerned about the commercial risk that a land conflict will pose. I mean, Fletcher's are at a seven-year low. We're not knowing what's happening with the Sky City Convention Centre and the fines that we're having to suffer through the delays. But I would encourage Fletcher's to, you know, do something good for the public, and, you know, leave this as a public open green space, a historic reserve, because I think it poses too much commercial risk for the company, considering, you know, all the troubles that it's going through.
Current state they're in, yeah. So Fletcher Building have actually said their plans for protecting the land, for developing on the land, will not affect any of these sacred sites. I mean, is that true, or is that a little bit beyond the point?
No, I think it's beyond the point. There, you know, for us and the cultural mapping that's been done, the development is, you know, this whole landscape is an ancestral lawn.
Mm.
You know, the Otuatoa Stonefields Historic Reserve is tapu. And for us, that extends across this Puketapapa block.
Mm.
So where some of these houses are going on, our Punawai, our springs, where many of our whānau still collect kai from, the stone walls that they are going to destroy for their development, those were constructed by Māori.
Mm.
And, you know, the impact that this development will have on the papakāinga will be huge.
Mm.
You know, we're talking about the oldest continuously occupied Māori village in Auckland, and one of the oldest across the country. And you're going to dump a housing development right on its doorsteps that will impact its whole dynamics.
Mm.
You know, the papakāinga itself has already been suffocated by all the industrial encroachment in the area. And I see this development as having huge impact. You know, and it's just adding salt to the wounds of colonisation and land confiscation that the people here have and still continue today to suffer from.
Mm. So what are the steps from here? Is it likely that there can be a conversation between Fletcher and your own organisation or the government?
Yes, we're calling on the government to intervene and hold some form of dialogue between all the stakeholders in order to come up with a solution that we can all live with. And ideally that would include the protection and preservation of this whenua, as was acknowledged and promised back in 2007 when the Manukau City Council fought so hard to negotiate this land being returned and put into a historic reserve. This land is already under a UNESCO application for a World Heritage Site.
That was Panya Newton, lead protester from Save Our Unique Landscape. I'm just going to say it's worth noting that this is actually with the United Nations application. It's the third time Panya has taken the case to the UN. She presented earlier this year to the Committee on the International Covenant of Economic, Social and Cultural Rights. And it's also noteworthy that the Housing Minister, Phil Twyford, does actually have the power to disestablish a special housing area such as this one under the Housing Accord Act, but no member of the Labour-led coalition government has actually responded to any requests from Seoul. So the story develops, but nowhere near an end at this stage. So yeah, I'm sure we'll be covering any updates that do happen over the course of the coming months or years or however long it takes.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.